Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Watch yourselves. A meditation for Saturday of the 34th week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness, and the anxieties of daily life, and that they catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent, and to stand before the Son of Man." Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, increase my faith, hope, and love. Help me to live my faith boldly and sagaciously. Encountering Christ. 1. Warning. The liturgy does not seem to let up on warning us of the end times and what appears to be impending disaster and destruction. Jesus doesn't hold back his words and say, "Do not worry, God loves all people, he will save them." While we see all these three assertions in various parts of Scripture, we do not see them here together. Rather, the focus is on a sincere warning, like the prophets that cried out in the Old Testament to warn people of their destruction if they did not mend their ways. How are we to perceive this message? Do we take it as a warning from one who is sincerely concerned with our well-being, or do we receive it as a threat? Our concept of Jesus will determine how we receive these words. 2. Watch yourself. Jesus tells us to watch ourselves. How does his admonition resonate with us? Do we think this admonition is for everyone but ourselves? What does it tell us about the state of our relationship with the Lord? Without the vigilance Jesus recommends, our hearts will be coarsened. He wants to prevent us from falling into this trap. It is one thing to fall and get up again. It is another to have our hearts coarsened because we do not even keep watch over our spiritual well-being. We are called in this gospel to greater vigilance against the enemy of our souls. 3. Pray. The weapon against the traps of the devil is prayer. Prayer will be the means for strength to stand against the trials to come. Prayer will be the means to hold one's ground before the Son of Man. The Son of Man refers to the prophecy of Daniel chapter 7, in which the Son of Man is seated on the throne of judgment. Thus, prayer will help us to remain grounded in the truth and in God's saving grace when we come face to face with the victor for our souls, Jesus Christ. We will have resisted the enemy, who also sought to be victor over our souls. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, help me to keep watch over my heart and soul. Grant me insight to recognize the trap of the enemy and courage to shut the door on it. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will do an examination of conscience to recognize the areas in my life in which I need to be more watchful and not fall into hardening my heart with sinful behaviors.
Visit our website at regemchristi.com.